1 year ago, a man went missing and hasn't been heard from ever since. I'm Darian, and I'll be back with more details on Real Crime Cases.
Attention active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or a loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in TSGLI tax-free benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you've been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. Call the James Rolls House Law Firm at 866-515-9972. That's 866-515-9972.
This is the worst weather we've seen in quite some time, folks, and I don't see any end in sight. People have been calling in from across the state complaining their basements are flooding. They need the waterproofing solutions from Basement Systems. If you want a dry basement or crawl space that will weather any kind of storm, you need the patented solution from Basement Systems. With a lifetime warranty, it's customized for your basement. I'm predicting this storm front's heading your way.
Call 800-207-9291 for a free estimate or visit basementradiooffer.com.
47-year-old Thomas Funk Jr. failed to call his father on October 1st. A day rarely went by when he did not call his family. The family has been searching for him ever since. The family wasn't alone in their concerns. Thomas Funk's roommate awoke the morning of October 1st and suspected something could be wrong when he noticed Funk's pickup truck and cell phone were still at their home. The family has no idea where their son could be. The day before his disappearance, Thomas Funk spent a few hours at his parents' home. Everything seemed normal. The father and son spent the day together. Marsha Funk also began to think her son may have walked to a nearby store that night but never made it home. The family is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to Thomas Funk's location. If you would like to see a photo of this missing person or to leave a tip, please visit my website where you can also subscribe to my daily podcast. That address is realcrimecases.com.